Greetings for another edition of Outside the Box, where you're seeing how the English language sometimes really sucks big time. Today's topic is Enough is Too Much. Last week, I described how the English language is so riddled with exceptions to the rules that learning to read is really a challenge for many students and those whose first language is not English. When you look at how a word is spelled, you can't tell how it is pronounced, and vice versa. It's become a burden to our country, since an estimated 40 million people in the U.S. are functionally illiterate. A researcher estimated that children can take up to 3 more years to learn English than simpler languages. But there's another problem with English. There are a lot of letters that just don't need to be there. When I call today's topic Enough is Too Much, I meant the word enough is a perfect example. Why spell it E-N-O-U-G-H when E-N-U-F will do just fine, thank you very much? Why have those 2 extra letters? For no reason. I'm writing this entire feature with fewer letters. It's just as easy to understand the word writing without the W as with one. Letters, L-E-T-R-S, feature, F-E-T-U-R-E, easy, E-Z, example, X-A-M-P-L. It's an automatic 10-15% savings. It's easy to take out many vowels, such as V-O-W-L-S, or many, M-N-Y. There are many times when 2 vowels are used when one will do, like people, P-E-P-L, or rough, which could be R-U-F. Besides the simplicity of using an F instead of G-H, it also saves a letter. Of course, you can't take out the vowels every time, or else cares, C-A-R-E-S, becomes cars, C-A-R-S. The next time you're writing or typing on a computer, see how easy or hard it is to change the spellings to cut out unneeded letters. It will probably take a little while to adjust, but I'll bet it will get easier within a week or a few weeks, depending on how often you write or type. You don't have to make the change all at once, either. You can start by just taking out some obviously extra vowels, then take out some repeated consonants, like the extra L in spelling, then move on to combinations and bigger words. Sometimes the context may make it pretty obvious what the word is, whatever the spelling. Or a word like bigger, spelled B-I-G-R, could also be pronounced biger, but there isn't such a word, so it has to be bigger. There's even a cut spelling handbook available on the internet at www.spellingsociety.org that you can get started with. The handbook doesn't care about having consistent rules, which I talked about last week. It just cares about using fewer letters. If you're a stickler for the dictionary and won't go beyond that, there are a few shortened words you can use, like D-O-N-U-T for donut and R-E-V-U-E for review. T-H-R-U might work for through also. Many younger listeners may also recognize that text messaging often uses fewer letters and more shortcut terms, so instant communication can be even more instantaneous. My E-Z spelling of easy is the same as some text messengers. Sia may be spelled C-Y-A, or B-T-W is by the way. B in the number 4 instead of before, L the number 8 and R for later, and P-R-O-B for probably. The can be just T-H. What's W/E? Don't know? Well, whatever. If you want a large list of shortened words that are often text messaged, try Lingo to Word, spelled with the number 2 instead of T-O, at www.lingotoword.org. Do I have the nerve to spell with fewer letters when I'm writing and sending that to others? I'll have to do it slowly, gradually. How about you? Would you be courageous enough to spell with fewer letters, knowing some who get it might think you're illiterate? I wrote this feature with fewer letters. If you want a copy, contact me or check the radio station's website to view it. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in breaking the spell of unnecessary letters.